听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 2, Lesson 29. Repetition Drill. Polite Requests with Will. Drill 29. Listen, do not speak.
Do you want me to help you?
Yes, will you help me, please?
Do you want me to come with you?
Yes, will you come with me, please?
Do you want me to turn off the radio?
Yes, will you turn off the radio, please? Now you do the same. Ready?
1. Do you want me to help you?
Yes, will you help me, please?
2. Do you want me to come with you?
Yes, will you come with me, please?
3. Do you want me to turn off the radio?
Yes. Will you turn off the radio, please?
4. Do you want me to give you my address?
Yes. Will you give me your address, please?
5. Do you want me to tell him about it?
Yes. Will you tell him about it, please?
6. Do you want me to write to her?
Yes. Will you write to her, please?
7. Do you want me to make another copy?
Yes. Will you make another copy, please?
8. Do you want me to learn it by heart?
Yes. Will you learn it by heart, please?
9. Do you want me to cancel the order?
Yes. Will you cancel the order, please?
10. Do you want me to tell the joke again?
Yes. Will you tell the joke again, please?
11. Do you want me to stay an hour longer?
Yes. Will you stay an hour longer, please?
12. Do you want me to buy a return ticket?
Yes. Will you buy a return ticket, please?
13. Do you want me to book a table?
Yes. Will you book a table, please?
14. Do you want me to clear the table?
Yes. Will you clear the table, please?
15. Do you want me to do the washing up?
Yes. Will you do the washing up, please? Unit 2, Lesson 30. Repetition Drill. The Past Perfect. Drill 30. Listen, do not speak.
You should have invited him.
I wish I had invited him now. I'm sorry I didn't.
She shouldn't have told him.
She wishes she hadn't told him now. She's sorry she did.
They should have visited him.
They wish they had visited him now. They're sorry they didn't. Now you do the same. Ready?
1. You should have invited him.
I wish I had invited him now. I'm sorry I didn't.
2. She shouldn't have told him.
She wishes she hadn't told him now. She's sorry she did.
3. They should have visited him.
They wish they had visited him now. They're sorry they didn't.
4. He shouldn't have torn it.
He wishes he hadn't torn it now. He's sorry he did.
5. You shouldn't have lost it.
I wish I hadn't lost it now. I'm sorry I did.
6. She should have spoken to him.
She wishes she had spoken to him now. She's sorry she didn't.
7. He should have sold it.
He wishes he had sold it now. He's sorry he didn't.
8. They shouldn't have done it.
They wish they hadn't done it now. They're sorry they did.
9. You should have worn it.
I wish I had worn it now. I'm sorry I didn't.
10. She shouldn't have left him.
She wishes she hadn't left him now. She's sorry she did.
11. He should have said it.
He wishes he had said it now. He's sorry he didn't.
12. You shouldn't have quarrelled with him.
I wish I hadn't quarrelled with him now. I'm sorry I did.
13. They should have opened it.
They wish they had opened it now. They're sorry they didn't.
14. She should have accepted it.
She wishes she had accepted it now. She's sorry she didn't.
15. He shouldn't have insisted.
He wishes he hadn't insisted now. He's sorry he did. Unit 2, Lesson 31. Repetition Drill. Indirect Speech. Drill 31. Listen, do not speak.
Alan must leave.
What did he say?
He said Alan had to leave.
George mustn't smoke in the theatre.
What did he say?
He said George mustn't smoke in the theatre.
She must be a teacher.
What did he say?
He said she must be a teacher. Now you do the same. Ready?
1. Alan must leave.
What did he say?
He said Alan had to leave.
2. George mustn't smoke in the theatre.
What did he say?
He said George mustn't smoke in the theatre.
3. She must be a teacher.
What did he say?
He said she must be a teacher.
4. Tom must go to the bank.
What did he say?
He said Tom had to go to the bank.
5. Children mustn't play with matches.
What did he say?
He said children mustn't play with matches.
6. Children must do as they are told.
What did he say?
He said children must do as they're told.
7. Mary must be 25 years old.
What did he say?
He said Mary must be 25 years old.
8. Ron must send a telegram to his sister.
What did he say?
He said Ron had to send a telegram to his sister.
9. Children mustn't play in the streets.
What did he say?
He said children mustn't play in the streets.
10. Sue must visit her mother.
What did he say?
He said Sue had to visit her mother.
11. She must be a nurse.
What did he say?
He said she must be a nurse.
12. George must write some letters.
What did he say?
He said George had to write some letters. Unit 2, Lesson 32. Repetition Drill. Conditional Sentences. Drill 32. Listen, do not speak.
You'd better hurry, or else we'll miss the train.
Yes, unless you hurry, we'll miss the train.
You'd better do as you are told, or else you'll have to leave.
Yes, unless you do as you're told, you'll have to leave.
You'd better stop crying or else you won't get another sweet.
Yes, unless you stop crying, you won't get another sweet. Now you do the same. Ready?
1. You'd better hurry or else we'll miss the train.
Yes, unless you hurry, we'll miss the train.
2. You'd better do as you are told, or else you'll have to leave.
Yes, unless you do as you're told, you'll have to leave.
3. You'd better stop crying, or else you won't get another sweet.
Yes, unless you stop crying, you won't get another sweet.
4. You'd better take that knife from him, or else he'll cut himself.
Yes, unless you take that knife from him, he'll cut himself.
5. You'd better speak to him, or else he'll cause trouble.
Yes, unless you speak to him, he'll cause trouble.
6. You'd better join the queue, or else you won't get on the bus.
Yes, unless you join the queue, you won't get on the bus.
7. You'd better make up your mind, or else you won't get another chance.
Yes, unless you make up your mind, you won't get another chance.
8. You'd better work hard, or else you won't pass the exam.
Yes, unless you work hard, you won't pass the exam.
9. You'd better tell me his name and address, or else you'll get into trouble.
Yes, Unless you tell me his name and address, you'll get into trouble.
10. You'd better learn English, or else you'll never be able to understand him.
Yes, unless you learn English, you'll never be able to understand him.
11. You'd better light a fire, or else we'll all feel cold.
Yes, unless you light a fire, we'll all feel cold.
12. You'd better be nice to him, or else he'll never cooperate.
Yes, unless you're nice to him, he'll never cooperate.
13. You'd better try harder, or else you'll never succeed.
Yes, unless you try harder, you'll never succeed.
14. You'd better invite him, or else he'll never forgive you.
Yes, unless you invite him, he'll never forgive you.
15. You'd better be careful, or else you'll fall.
Yes, unless you're careful, you'll fall. Unit 2, Lesson 33. Repetition Drill. Needn't have. Drill 33. Listen, do not speak.
It was a waste of time watering the garden.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already watered it.
It was a waste of money buying those plants.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already bought some.
It was a waste of effort cutting the grass.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already cut it. Now you do the same. Ready?
1. It was a waste of time watering the garden.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already watered it.
2. It was a waste of money buying those plants.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already bought some.
3. It was a waste of effort cutting the grass.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already cut it.
4. It was a waste of money getting those flowers.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already got some.
5. It was a waste of time painting that fence.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already painted it.
6. It was a waste of effort sweeping the floor.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already swept it.
7. It was a waste of time cooking a meal.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already cooked one.
8. It was a waste of effort cleaning the car.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already cleaned it.
9. It was a waste of time washing those clothes.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already washed them.
10. It was a waste of time polishing the silver.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already polished it.
11. It was a waste of time ironing that shirt.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already ironed it.
12. It was a waste of effort typing those letters.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already typed them.
13. It was a waste of effort looking for that umbrella.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already looked for it.
14. It was a waste of time taking the dog for a walk.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already taken him.
15. It was a waste of time checking those figures.
Yes, I needn't have done. I didn't realise George had already checked them. Unit 2, Lesson 34. Repetition Drill. Have as an ordinary verb. Drill 34. Listen, do not speak.
I've just had lunch.
Did you have a good lunch?
They've just had a swim in the lake.
Did they have a good swim?
She's just had a holiday.
Did she have a good holiday? Now you do the same. Ready?
1. I've just had lunch.
Did you have a good lunch?
2. They've just had a swim in the lake.
Did they have a good swim?
3. She's just had a holiday.
Did she have a good holiday?
4. I've just had a bath.
Did you have a good bath?
5. They've just had a walk.
Did they have a good walk?
6. He's just had a meal.
Did he have a good meal?
7. I've just had a sleep.
Did you have a good sleep?
8. She's just had breakfast.
Did she have a good breakfast?
9. I've just had tea.
Did you have a good tea?
10. He's just had a rest.
Did he have a good rest?
11. I've just had a game of tennis.
Did you have a good game?
12. I've just had dinner.
Did you have a good dinner?
13. They've just had a drive in the country.
Did they have a good drive?
14. I've just had a ride on that horse.
Did you have a good ride?
15. He's just had a lesson.
Did he have a good lesson? Unit 2, Lesson 35. Repetition Drill. Might have. Drill 35. Listen, do not speak.
You wouldn't have helped me, even if I'd asked you.
You never know. I might have helped you if you'd asked me.
He wouldn't have come, even if I'd invited him.
You never know. He might have come if you'd invited him.
I wouldn't have passed, even if I'd tried harder.
You never know, you might have passed if you'd tried harder. Now you do the same. Ready?
1. You wouldn't have helped me, even if I'd asked you.
You never know. I might have helped you if you'd asked me.
2. He wouldn't have come, even if I'd invited him.
You never know. He might have come if you'd invited him.
3. I wouldn't have passed, even if I'd tried harder.
You never know. You might have passed if you'd tried harder.
4. I wouldn't have reached them, even if I'd run faster.
You never know. You might have reached them if you'd run faster.
5. He wouldn't have won, even if he'd played better.
You never know. He might have won if he'd played better.
6. They wouldn't have got here on time, even if they'd come by train.
You never know. They might have got here on time if they'd come by train.
7. She wouldn't have been able to make one, even if I'd shown her how to.
You never know. She might have been able to make one, if you'd shown her how to.
8. She wouldn't have noticed you, even if you'd waved to her.
You never know. She might have noticed me, if I'd waved to her.
9. He wouldn't have waited, even if you'd telephoned him.
You never know. He might have waited if I'd telephoned him.
10. She wouldn't have crashed even if she'd stopped suddenly.
You never know. She might have crashed if she'd stopped suddenly.
11. I wouldn't have avoided him even if I'd crossed the road.
You never know. You might have avoided him if you'd crossed the road.
12. She wouldn't have come, even if you'd got some free tickets.
You never know. She might have come if I'd got some free tickets.
13. He wouldn't have looked better, even if he'd had his hair cut.
You never know. He might have looked better if he'd had his hair cut.
14. You wouldn't have understood him, even if he'd spoken slower.
You never know. I might have understood him if he'd spoken slower.
15. I wouldn't have recognized you, even if you'd spoken to me.
You never know. You might have recognized me if I'd spoken to you. Unit 2, Lesson 36. Repetition Drill. The Gerund. Drill 36. Listen, do not speak.
They're going to the shops. Why don't you go too?
Yes, I'd love to go shopping with them.
We're going to fish in the lake. Why don't you come too?
Yes, I'd love to come fishing with you.
They're going to ski in the Alps. Why don't you go too?
Yes, I'd love to go skiing with them. Now you do the same. Ready?
1. They're going to the shops. Why don't you go too?
Yes, I'd love to go shopping with them.
2. We're going to fish in the lake. Why don't you come too?
Yes, I'd love to come fishing with you.
3. They're going to ski in the Alps. Why don't you go too?
Yes, I'd love to go skiing with them.
4. We're going to ride all afternoon. Why don't you come too?
Yes, I'd love to come riding with you.
5. They're going to dance at the Palais. Why don't you go too?
Yes, I'd love to go dancing with them.
6. We're going to have a swim in the lake. Why don't you come too?
Yes, I'd love to come swimming with you.
7. They're going to shoot all afternoon. Why don't you go too?
Yes, I'd love to go shooting with them.
8. We're going to climb in the Alps. Why don't you come too?
Yes, I'd love to come climbing with you.
9. They're going to skate at the ice rink. Why don't you go too?
Yes, I'd love to go skating with them.
10. We're going to sail across the lake. Why don't you come too?
Yes, I'd love to come sailing with you.
11. They're going to have a walk in the country. Why don't you go too?
Yes, I'd love to go walking with them.
12. We're going to have a picnic in the country. Why don't you come too?
Yes, I'd love to come picnicking with you.
13. They're going to explore the riverbank. Why don't you go too?
Yes, I'd love to go exploring with them.
14. We're going to tour Europe. Why don't you come too?
Yes, I'd love to come touring with you.
15. They're going to camp at various places this summer. Why don't you go too?
Yes, I'd love to go camping with them.